The futility of worry. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? The provision of the Father. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? The need to be kingdom-minded. And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Knowing the Father's good pleasure. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Luke chapter 12 verses 22-34. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus left no room for compromise. Worry is futile, anxiety is needless, and fear is unfounded for those who know the Father's love. The kingdom is offered freely by the good pleasure of God. Hearts must be fixed on heaven, not on the fading things of earth. The kingdom is not for the double-minded or for the fearful, but for those who believe his word and obey without hesitation. The warning of Jesus cannot be softened. Worry is sin, anxiety is faithlessness, and fear is disobedience to a Father who delights to give his kingdom.